Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Terumos, and we will be studying lesson number 9 in this series, which are the Mishnayos of Perek Sheni Mishnah Vav and Perek Shlishi Mishnah Aleph, the last Mishnah of the second Perek and the first Mishnah of the third Perek for lesson number 9. First of all, the last Mishnah, Mishnah Vov, of the second Perek, continues with the principle which we've been studying, namely, that Ein Tormin Mimin Al She'eino Mino. One cannot set aside Truma from one species on behalf of the grain or produce of another species. You can't give Truma from wheat for a barley crop and vice versa. Number one. And number two, Ein Tormin Min Hora Al Hayofe. If one has superior quality and inferior quality of the same species, you cannot give Truma from the inferior quality on behalf of the produce which you have, which is superior. And we also learned that for Rabbi Yehuda, this is an absolute rule. You always give min hayofe, even if there's no kohen nearby, and the inferior quality can last longer, is easier to preserve. Nevertheless, one always gives truma from the yofe, from the better quality. So, a Mishnah Vav teaches us that there are two types of olives. There are olives which are chock full of oil, and these are used to be pressed into olive oil. And there are olives which do not have so much oil, and these are usually used to be put aside for pickling in salt water or vinegar or whatever. The zeise shemen, the olives which are oily and can be used for olive oil, are obviously superior to those olives which are zeise cheves, which are for pickling purposes. So therefore the Mishnah says, Visor min zeise shemen al zeise cheves. You can set aside for truma the better quality oil olives on behalf of the pickling olives, but not the reverse. Velo zeise cheves al zeise shemen. You can't give as truma the inferior pickling olives on behalf of the superior oily olives. And similarly with wine. V'yayin she'eino mevushol al hamevushol. One can give truma wine which is not cooked on behalf of wine which has been cooked, because uncooked wine is superior. Ask any connoisseur why he objects to most kosher wines which are mevushol, which are cooked. He'll tell you cooked is inferior. So therefore, when it comes to giving truma, one may give truma from the yayin she'eino mevushol, the uncooked, on behalf of the yayin which is mevushol, which is cooked, but not the opposite. Velo min hamevushol al she'eino mevushol. You can't give cooked wine as truma for uncooked wine, because cooked wine is inferior, is ra, compared to eino mevushol, which is yofe. Zehaklal. This is the general rule. Bottom line. Kol shehu kilayim b'chaveiro lo yisro mize alze. If you have two species, which if you would take these two species and crossbreed them, graft one upon the other, you would be guilty of the avera of mixing species together, wheat and barley, for example. So then lo yisro mize alze. Then you cannot give truma from wheat to barley or barley to wheat. Afilu min hayofe al hora. Even if, let's say, the wheat is superior quality and much better than the barley, you still can't give from wheat to barley, because it's min al she'eino mino. These two species are kilayim, are two distinct species halachically. Afilu min hayofe al hora. V'chol she'eino kilayim b'chavero. If the two species are not halachically distinct, they're one species as far as the halacha can be concerned, and they can be interbred, then the halacha kicks in, Tore min hayofa al hora, you can set aside as truma the superior quality on behalf of the inferior quality, better wheat for lesser grade wheat, avalom in hara al hayofa, but not the reverse, not from the inferior on behalf of the superior. V'im toram min hora al hayofa. However, suppose one goes ahead and takes the inferior wheat and gives it as truma for the superior wheat, trumaso truma. Then bidiavad, it's done is done, it is truma. The Gemara in Meseches Yevamos, Daf Peites Amid Beis, knows this halacha, that if a person was Torei min hora al hayofe, gave inferior on behalf of superior, that bidiavad, it is truma. The Gemara derives this from a posuk again in Parshas Korach. The posuk says, "Velo sisu olov chait baharim chemes chelbo mimenu." When you give truma, make sure you give the chelev, the best, the fattest. If you don't, then you will be guilty of a sin. So the Gemara asks, if what you did is not effective, it's not truma, so what sin is there? You've done nothing. Obviously, it is truma, but you did an avera. You should have given superior, and you gave inferior, so there's a chet. But it is truma, b'di'evet. Chutz min hazunin al hachitin. Suppose you have a subspecies of wheat known as zunin. Zunin are black seeds which grow in the wheat, and people use it as a bird food or whatever, but it's not really food. So there, that's not even considered wheat. That's considered a different species altogether, so to speak. It's not food. It's not human food. Chutz min hazunin al hachitim. If one gives from zunin truma on behalf of chitim, on behalf of bona fide wheat, then it's not truma at all. She'ein on ochel, because the zunin are simply not food, not edible. V'hakishos v'hamalofafon. These are two types of melons or gourds, one known as kishos, one known as malofafon. Don't confuse the Mishnaic Hebrew with modern Hebrew as to exactly what these vegetables are. But suffice it to say, there are two different types of melons. Rabbi Yehuda considers them to be kilayim zebozeh. They're two distinct species halachically, and therefore you cannot give truma from one to the other. It's like grapes and olives. It's like wheat and barley. For Rabbi Yehuda, however, the Tanakhama says, no, they're both melons, they're both the same species, one may be yellow, one may be orange, but they're basically the same species. So the Tanakhama says, v'hakishus v'hamalofofon min echod. One species, not kilayim, and you can be torei mizal zeh. Rabbi Yehuda omer shnei minim. Rabbi Yehuda considers them to be two distinct species. They are kilayim zeh bazeh. You can't interbreed them one with the other, and you can't give truma from one to the other. That is Perek Beis Mishneh Vov. Now we continue to Perek Shlishi, the third Perek, Mishneh Aleph. Hatorem Kishos. Suppose a person set aside, he had a crop of kishos, this type of melon, and he gave some of it as truma for the rest of the crop. And then lo and behold, the Kohen cuts it open, and it's bitter, it's spoiled. Well, is this still something usable or not? Maybe you can use it in a soup or whatnot, or maybe it's not ochel at all. Maybe it's just junk. Or avatiach, v'nimtzos ruach. He gave melons, he had two types of melons, cantaloupe for cantaloupe, and he gave some cantaloupes for the rest of his crop of cantaloupes, of avatichim, watermelons, v'nimtzos ruach, and it turned out to be rotten. So the halacha is, terumo v'yachzor v'yitro. What he did is done, And the Kohen can keep the bitter kishos or the avatiach soruach. But the farmer has to give a second time truma. And the Yerushalmi tells us that the Kohen must pay for the money, the value of the first truma. He must pay the value. Truma it is. Kodesh it is. Only a Kohen can eat it, etc. But why should a Kohen have the advantage of getting two trumos? So according to Yerushalmi, at least, the first truma which was given but turned rotten has to be, the Kohen must compensate the farmer for. Hatodem chovis shel yayin. Suppose a person has many barrels of wine and sets aside the appropriate amount of barrels as truma. And then, v'nimsei shel chometz, it turns out that the wine is vinegar. And there was a difference of opinion about this, but this Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe that holds that yayin and vinegar, even though the vinegar is yayin which turns sour, they are like two different species. Two different species. Ein tormin mechometz al yayin, yayin al chometz. So here he put aside yayin as truma. And it turned out, a week later, 2 weeks later, they opened up the barrel, it's chometz. The question is, when did this wine turn into vinegar? If you know, it was vinegar all along, and he gave a barrel of vinegar on behalf of barrels of wine, that's mimin al she'eno mino, eino truma. Nothing's happened here. However, suppose he set aside wine and put it aside for the Kohen as truma, wine. And then over time, it turned into vinegar. Harezo truma, so it's truma. And too bad, Mr. Kohen, you should have come earlier and picked it up. It's the Kohen's wine that turned into chometz. And therefore, it's truma, no problem as far as the farmer is concerned. However, suppose im safek, it is a doubt. We don't know just when it turned into wine. Before he settled aside of truma, after he settled aside of truma. Then the halacha is truma v'yachzor v'yitrom. It is truma. The Kohen gets to keep the wine now turned into vinegar. But the farmer must give an additional number of barrels as wine, as truma. Again, differences of opinion here, but the Yerushalmi would be consistent and would say that the Kohen gets to keep as truma, and only the Kohen can eat both the vinegar, or use both the vinegar and the second truma of wine, but the Kohen must pay the farmer for the barrels of vinegar. Now, the thing is this. As far as the sanctity of truma is concerned, only one of these is really truma. If the first one was truma, it was wine all along and then became sour, it's vinegar in the hands of the Kohen, then that's truma, and the second is just a gift that the Yisrael gave to the Kohen. If, on the other hand, the fact is that it became vinegary before it was set aside, then it's nothing, it's just a gift that the Kohen gets to keep. And the second truma is the real truma. So, what happens if some of the first truma, for example, the vinegar, falls into a mixture of other vinegar? Is it become dimua? Is it now required that there be 100 barrels of chulin, of non-truma vinegar, against the truma, or the suffix truma vinegar, to be mevatelit? So the halacha is harishona eina midamas b'fneyatzma. It's suffix truma. It might have been truma, but not be truma. So therefore it is not midamas. It does not ruin the mixture that it falls into just because there isn't 100 parts of non-truma over and against this one part of truma. And similarly, v'ein chayov anoleha chomesh. If someone should derive pleasure and benefit from this now vinegar, but it's a question, is this what is now vinegar, truma or not? Then he has to pay for it, but he doesn't have to add the additional one-fifth, which one has to add when one derives benefit from legitimate, real, bona fide truma. V'chein ha-shniyah. Remember, both the rishon, the vinegar, and the shniyah, the second truma of wine, are both suffek. And the same thing is true of the vinegar as is true of the second truma wine. It's not midama'as. If this wine of the second truma falls into a mixture, it does not make all of the mixture usur to a non-kohen. You don't require the usual proportion of 100 to 1, number one. And number two, if a zor, a non-kohen, does derive benefit from this wine, he does not have to add the fifth because it is a suffek truma. And so we have finished lesson number 9.